Am I going to get to someone else? Whoever would like to come and talk on the open mic, you can. Just come up here and we'll let you talk. What do you want to say?
All I want to say on the topic is, for starters, I've morally believe in the whole right to life concept. However, when you've got somebody going out trying to make the right to life into a law, to force our beliefs on someone else, that's where I take issue. Because, for example, there are religions out there who believe all forms of medical treatment are wrong. So if they were in power and set a law that all medical treatment is wrong and illegal, then everybody who got sick is going to die.
Let me ask you a question, because I think that's helpful. What have you heard of Peter Singer?
No.
He's a Princeton philosopher who argues and has been arguing for almost, more than 30 years. He's been arguing that not only embryos and fetuses are not human persons, but that newborns are not human persons. And he believes that you can kill newborns, should be able to kill newborns, until 30 days after birth. So let's say, just in a hypothetical thought experiment, which Peter Singer would be in favor of, since he's a great philosopher, let's say that Peter Singer and his wife get pregnant, and they, for some reason, don't get an abortion. They give birth to the child, and they now have a two-day-old. Now, would you agree that even though he believes he should be able to kill the two-day-old, he can't in our society?
According to the current structure of the law, yes.
So wouldn't you agree we are forcing Peter Singer to not act according to his beliefs?
At that point, yes.
So it seems to me that any law probably forces somebody to not act according to their beliefs. Shouldn't our question be whether their beliefs are true or false?
The truth or falsehood of all of our beliefs, you know, depending on what you believe, will come out in the end. So if I act in direct opposition to my beliefs, I think that I'll go to hell. But then again, somebody who's an atheist would say, if I don't act according to my beliefs, I just feel bad. Now, as far as, you know, whether or not that should be a law, that's a question of, you know, of taking the majority stance, and the majority stance would not be that of belief that a human child prior to birth, or prior to however many weeks, having that right.
Well, I think it's hard to know what majority belief is on that question, because polling on this question of abortion and the unborn and the embryo, polling on that question is notoriously vague. People are asked, are you pro-life or pro-choice? I have no idea what that question means. People are asked, do you think Roe v. Wade is a good decision? I have no idea what they mean when they say it is. In fact, when pollsters say, should Roe be overturned? Roe was that decision, and they'll actually define it this way, that legalized abortion in the first trimester. See, the reason most people say Roe should not be overturned is because the way it's framed in the poll actually says that abortion is only legal in the first trimester, according to Roe. That's actually false. According to Roe, abortion is legal through all 9 months, and I can give more explanation of that if somebody would like me to. But my point is that pollsters don't actually... they don't actually give us specific enough questions to know what most people believe. So I'm actually, 41% of people say that abortion should be legal if the reason that the woman gives in the first trimester is, well, if she just doesn't want it for any reason. 41% say it should be legal. That means that more than 50% think it should be illegal for that reason. And that leads me to believe that people are just confused on what the issue, or they just think it's case by case, and we need to ask more specific questions to see what the public really thinks.
Honestly, I think the issue of abortion is primarily, and at the most important level, it's a moral decision which people have to live with on the basis of their own beliefs, their own morality.
And you personally think it's wrong to have an abortion?
I think in most instances it's wrong, and there's exceptions, just like there's exceptions to most rules out there.
And why do you think it's wrong to have an abortion, say, in the first trimester, if the woman says, like one of the most common reasons, I'm too poor to have a child? Why is it wrong in that case?
If the justification for this abortion would be, you know, financial instability, there are ways that there are ways to get help. You just need to look.
But what if she says, look, it's just my body. It's my choice.
Well,
doesn't our reason have to be deeper than just she has other options?
Well, what I believe and what she believes are very likely to be different.
What do you believe that makes you say that it should not be legal in that case?
I just think that it's morally wrong.
But why is it wrong?
Why is it wrong? Just the way that my understanding of the religious text that I've read.
It's wrong to, but I guess, why, yeah, you can go, that's okay. All of us standing around, I think, have to answer that question. If we think it's wrong to kill anyone, I think we should ask the question, why is it wrong? Why is it wrong to kill the two-year-old? Why is it wrong to kill the elderly adult? You can have what do all of us think about that? Is the reason we think it's wrong because it's a human? Or as the woman said earlier, because it's a child, or there's some kind of extra value that it has over just being an organism? If that's why it's wrong, then is the fetus also a human or a child in the terminology that she used? What do all the rest of you think? Someone else who would like to be on the open mic? We have just an open opportunity.